left.
Yeah.
So you're driving up to the green, right? Okay. And you see it's, okay, I can't turn there. It's traffic.
Turn right.
No. You want to turn left.
Sure.
He's pulling up to the green. He says he stopped at this intersection, and then he, you know, crept forward into the intersection. They said, no, you can't do that.
You probably didn't stop.
You gotta, no. They said, you have to go right into the intersection without stopping.
I don't understand.
And that's what his failure was for one.
I don't understand. Wow, that's a plate of sauce.
I got a few of these.
Thank you.
Here, that's mine right here.
Yeah, that's for you. Yeah. That's why I put that side.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
I'm hungry.
I feel really hungry today. Not like last time, I was so not hungry at all.
I'm gonna eat these fucking hash.
Head full of hashish.
Head all full of hashish. Going to the most holy temple in Egypt.
And I'm praying there like with 50,000 people.
Don't find out I'm a Jew. Goddamn, every podcast turns out to be about Jew.
What kind of guy smokes hashish and then decides to go to like the biggest mosque in Egypt when he's a Jew? What kind of guy does that? It's like Jules Verne or some
Omar
shit?
Omar Rodriguez Lopez. Jules Verne.
Yes.
Jules Verne?
Yes.
That's your answer?
He's an explorer.
I thought that was Ernest.
No, that's Jim Varney. He's like going to camp or prison. He's gone undersea. Jules Verne. That's
same
his name, right? Jules Verne.
Yeah, Ernest.
No, it's Jim Varney.
They're both dead.
They are, but Jules Verne died like 80,000 years ago.
Or 20,000 leagues ago.
That's not a distance of time. A distance of time.
That's not the right guy, either.
It is, man.
That's Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, shit, it is. Who's Jules Verne, then?
Huh?
Who's Jules Verne, then?
I read a book.
No, but really. I was thinking Jacques Cousteau, but no. You're wrong, though.
Probably.
Jules Verne wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
What did Jacques Cousteau do?
He actually went under the sea.
That's the Little Mermaid.
That's additionally under the sea, but that's Hans Christian Andersen.
I don't remember anything.
It's really crazy when you go under the sea.
Steve Zissou.
He's not Frenchman, but okay.
Angelica Houston.
I think it's Houston. I think it's Huston.
I think it's Jimmy Houston.
Who?
Jimmy Houston.
Jimmy?
Jimmy Houston.
Who's Jimmy Houston?
Jimmy Houston.
Oh, yeah.
John Davidson.
Jimmy Houston. You confused me.
Jimmy Patterson. Tom Gagliardi. So did you hear the fucking shit about Tom Gagliardi?
By Atlanta?
Oh, that's not Tom Glory. That's Tom Glory is trying to build, buy the fucking, yeah. He's trying to buy land and move him to Hamilton. But
everyone's trying to move to Hamilton, though.
But Aquilini's trying to buy the Pacers to move him here.
The Pacers?
The Pacers.
Well, they don't draw in Indiana?
It's happening, apparently.
The Pacers?
Indiana
Pacers. Have Ron Artest?
No.
Oh, too bad.
Ron Artest on the Rockets, wrong you.
I don't want to talk about. I don't follow Ming Yao.
You don't follow
Chauncey Billups? Popeye Jones?
Same thing.
No. Popeye Jones is a freaky guy.
You mean Flavor Flav?
Well, the same guy.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same guy.
Chauncey Billups. No?
That's
not what I said. Popeye Jones.
Popeye Jones is Flavor Flav. The song's good.
Popeye Jones is pretty ugly.
As opposed to Flavor Flav.
Beautiful. Play about love?
The roast of Flavor Flav.
I thought you had more food for the longest time. Because just like, you know, a little bit before, you know, that was that website, you know, whyyouwerefat.com or something. Mm-hmm. And it had all those names named after, like, the Thunderdome and stuff, you know? Pop culture named food.
The Thunderdome and Flavor Flav are not the same thing.
But I was thinking that you were looking at that and you saw a roast called like a Flavor Roast. Both of those roasts. And I was thinking how delicious it would be.
Yeah, flavorful.
Exactly. Okay. Big clock from there.